Welcome to Mountain View Candle Works, your premier online retailer of specialty candles, fountains, soaps, oils, lotions, and much, much more. If you are interested in a special gift for someone or just to pamper yourself, then please visit us at mountainviewcandleworks.com. We make our candles with mountain care.
You're listening to Dark Plains Radio Network.
Hello everybody, this is Mr. G from the World Paranormal Society and from Haunt the Hunters on DarkPlainsRadio.com. I would like to tell you about a website. It's called TreasureForAllUSA.com, where I got everything from knickknacks to complete DVR systems. A place where you can shop for everything and everything. And if we don't have it, I'll find it for you. That's again, TreasureForAllUSA.com. Everything from DVR systems, TV sets, knickknacks, and gifts for loved ones. Come check it out, TreasureForAllUSA.com. You won't be disappointed.
You're listening to the Dark Plains Radio Network on DarkPlainsRadio.com, providing you with a fun, new, exciting talk radio experience, bringing you the very best in talk radio. You'll hear news, sports, politics, the greatest programming in the paranormal, or anything of interest from around the world. Dark Plains Radio doesn't just stop at that. We provide our listeners with the complete internet experience. Dark Plains Radio is now mobile. You can hear all of our great shows on Nokia Internet Radio and Moodio. Check them out. We're on your cell phone. You'll be glad you did. Listen to Dark Plains Radio Network on DarkPlainsRadio.com and take us with you on Nokia Internet Radio or Moodio. Don't forget and keep listening to your favorite programming as Dark Plains Radio continues to grow.
Dark Plains Radio, DarkPlainsRadio.com.
Hey, and welcome back to Paranormal SWAT Radio. Hey, Rod, you're going to kill me.
What?
What do I always forget to do? Archive the show.
You forgot to archive the show again?
Well, you know what? We got it from here on out. But you know what? Special shout out yet again, because we're at that 1 hour mark. You know what this shout out is for?
No.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Oh, yeah. See, I keep forgetting, and I still haven't...
And I will periodically remind you throughout the show. Again, Happy Father's Day.
Yes, thank you for teaching us how to wipe our butts and, you know, rebuild our car engines.
Shoot our guns.
That too.
Play sports. Pick up women.
Not gonna the most important part, pick up women, yeah.
Do our work around the house.
Yep.
How to zone out when a woman's yelling at you.
That's the most useful piece right there.
How to sit there and nod and go, okay, honey. Yes, I'll get right there.
And then one ear and out the other.
And then look over and be like, boy, what'd you say? But in all seriousness, we want to say thank you to all the fathers out there.
Yeah, we salute you. Thanks, guys.
Definitely give out a big salute to all the fathers. All right, you know. Without fathers, what would we be?
Probably staying on a pillow somewhere, but anyway.
But anyway, like we said, we're going back into the Wiccan. We're going back into the dark side of Wicca. I don't even think it's considered Wicca after you cross that line.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Raj, the line is, to me, like, if you're helping out others, you're a practitioner. You're in the good side of Wicca. Self-protection and helping out others. But if you start getting that inkling to where you want to increase your wealth, you want to, that person ticked you off and you want to send a curse their way. You know, you want to be more powerful. To that point in time, it feels like to me you crossed that line towards black magic.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. And, you know, the funny thing is most people don't realize whenever they start out in Wicca and they want that power and they want the money and the wealth and all the good things to happen to them. That's why they turn to the dark side, because they get it quick and in a hurry, so they think.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that as if you actually stick to white, white magic is what it's called. The more good you do for someone or some other individual or person using Wicca, the more you get in return. Now, it may not be monetary value, but you might get more back than what you ever thought you could. You know, there's certain things. It's kind of like the old saying, what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
Karma's a bitch. Black magic, you know, you can get your stuff quick and in a hurry, but eventually you're going to have to pay for all the bad things that you made happen just trying to get your way. So eventually you're going to end up losing everything. Losing more than what you actually gained.
Well, since you brought up karma, and it was asked to us in the chat, what do you think about karma? Do you believe in it?
Yeah, I definitely believe in karma. I believe if you're a bad person and you do bad every single day, eventually it's going to catch up to you, and you're going to get hit by a bus or probably fall into a wood chipper.
Your mind just immediately goes to like Friday the 13th stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Did you just watch whatchamacallit earlier? Final Destination?
No. I watched The Happening, though. That was
good. Oh, that guy can do it.
The guy laid down in front of a lawnmower. That's one way to go.
Yeah, that's the way.
But yeah, I definitely believe in karma.
I don't know if it's really karma or if it's just, you know, the golden rule. You know, do unto others what you want to do unto yourself.
The golden rule, karma, whatever you want to call it.
Same thing.
It still exists, it's still there. And no matter what, you're always going to pay for your sins. One way or another, one day, it may not be the immediate future, it may not be tomorrow, but one day it will catch up to you, and it'll kick you in the butt so hard, you'll remember.
Yeah, and again, if you want to call into the show to add in your own 2 cents, you know, number's 571-366-7928. Again, 571-366-SWAT. But anyway, back to on track with the Wiccan. You cross that line. You're hitting it. What are the downsides? Like, people assume if you're doing black magic to increase your wealth, your power, it doesn't happen that fast. Usually, it's like more like you start self-destructing.
Yeah, well, what happens is when you start diving into black magic, you start self-destructing, like you said. You will become delusional, paranoid, angry, and more, I guess, aggressive towards those around you. Like, you feel like they're trying to take everything away from you. They're trying to steal what is rightfully yours. And that is just one thing that black magic does to you. And you don't get what you want. You, matter of fact, in black magic, you never really truly get what you want. It's always a saying, be careful what you wish for. You always have to sacrifice something to do something.
That's the key part that we're getting at. You always do have to sacrifice something when you start trading, going into that side.
Yeah.
Another key question, again, asked in our chat, I hate to keep on taking you off subject, is that, you know, what is the difference between a 5-pointed star and 2 triangles overlapping forming a 6-pointed star?
Well, the difference between that is a 6-pointed star is the Star of David. That is a sacred, holy religious symbol for the Jewish culture, for the Jewish people. That's held sacred. Also, you know, Jesus Christ was a Jewish person. And, you know, he also had the Star of David, even though, you know, the Catholics always do the cross that he was hung from. Now, the thing about the 5-pointed star is it, 5 sides culminates into the 5, I guess, 5 hearts or 5 elements of the human soul. I think that's what the 5-pointed star stands for. Where exactly that came into play at, I have no idea. I haven't been able to research that far into it yet.
Now, does the 6-pointed star have any symbolism in black magic? Like, can you taint the 6-pointed star? I think that's what they're getting at.
The 6-pointed star? No. You can use the 6-pointed star if the correct Jewish star, if you use it, it can be used for good. And if you're using it in black magic,
Kind of like mixing.
You're just wanting to kill yourself. Because what you're doing, you're taking the Star of David that is held holy by all Jewish cultures and by Jesus Christ himself before he was hung, and you're mixing it with black magic. That, like I said, that karma thing's a bitch. It will come back and get you. And that gets it quicker than normal. You know, the 5-point star is strictly for the occult and black magic and things of that nature. It's a sign of the devil. It's a sign of anarchy. It's a sign of... It's a 5-pointed star for the 5 hearts of man.
Which are?
It's been so long since like...
Yeah, don't worry about it, boss. But to me, you know, a lot of people who start
it's
doing...
It's the 5 main sins, what it is.
5 senses?
5 main sins.
Oh.
The 5 hearts of man. Greed, lust, murder. Greed, lust, murder, and
don't
two
hurt
more.
Yourselves.
I can't remember the last two.
When they come back to you, they come back to you.
Anyway.
And to me, though, once you start deep and diving down into that black magic, you start heading into Satanism.
Yes.
Because that'd be the most powerful entity you could draw on to cast your spells.
Yeah.
And you start getting to things like black mass.
And they usually use practitioners as a portal or a conduit into this world to get things done.
And to me, on my side of the thing, is you are invoking the attention of a lot of demonic entities.
Yep.
And it's like an open door pathway for possessions. All different levels of possessions. And a complete, you know, it taints the whole area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just, not only the person, it just, the area is just starts, what's the word I'm looking for? You can tell an area that is very well compared to an area that's just dark, murky, run down.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a self-destruct mode. That's the way I can only think of it as.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like St. Albans. I mean, look at St. Albans. You know there has to be a lot of negative energy in there. When did St. Albans close?
2001, 2000?
No.
I don't know, 2000, sorry.
2007.
Oh, wow.
St. Albans closed 2 years ago, and you saw how run down it was with water damage, windows, moisture...
Yeah, it's
walls falling apart. It looked like it had been falling apart for 50 years compared to what a normal structure would look like if it was shut down after 2 years.
Yeah, because we've been to historical places that are a lot more structurally sound, I would have to say.
Exactly.
And another weird thing is when you start getting to places that are used for those black masses, man, it seems like there's always... Nick corrected you, 2002. It was always...
Oh, okay. Well, either way, it was still pretty bad for 2002.
You know, you start collecting a lot of weird things, you know, like animal life.
Yeah.
A lot of snakes.
Yeah.
A lot of nasty bugs, nasty critters.
Yep.
Tend to hang out there.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. But, what's the ultimate sacrifice when you start going into these black magics?
Ultimate sacrifice, and what do you mean?
I mean, people don't realize that when you're doing the black magic, you're doing Satanism, there is a sacrifice. Everything you do sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
What does a sacrifice?
Well, each sacrifice is different. You're giving a life to... The bigger the life, the bigger the spell you can get, or the bigger reward you receive back for it. Let's say you kill a goat. You get a pretty big reward for that because you're giving them a goat spirit, goat sacrifice. Kill a human being, you get more than what you could ever possibly imagine.
Now, when you're practicing these things, to me it takes a lot of toll out of the person because it seems like people who are, let's say they started doing this stuff around 20, by the age of 30 they look like they're 50.
Yeah.
So, in every kind of spell, it kind of feels like they're sacrificing parts of themselves.
You sacrifice every part of your soul every time you do a black magic spell, especially one with any kind of outreach on another individual. Because not only is that, spell breaking the individual, but it's also breaking past the whole through which God has to all of us, regardless whether you believe in him or not.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Because regardless of whether you believe in God, he's always has a hold in you. And that's that voice telling you to the right way to go. And of course the devil's the same way. He has a hold in you too. Some more than others, and he tells you the wrong way to go.
Hmm. That's neat. So, what kind of spells are mostly associated with black magic spells? Because I pretty much would assume a revenge spell.
Revenge spell, definitely.
Love spell.
Love spell, yes. But that usually turns on you.
Yeah, I've heard of that going really bad.
Love spell, death spells, binding spells, all kinds of spells. The pretty much the same spells you find in white magic, you can find in black magic. Almost the same thing. Revenge spell is also in white magic. But a revenge spell is only used for those that are done wrong, and that's the only way you defend or, you know, it's kind of like an eye for eye thing.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. But, oh man, I just lost what I was getting at. No. With the black magic, is there a common practice where it's, you know, you go into a location to where you can draw a bunch of entities to bind them to increase your power?
Yeah, that could be one. If you have control over the entities in a certain area, you can increase your power and they can act sort of like your minions. Now, what this also does is drain your life force at the same time.
Hmm. I don't know that. Nick asks a very good question. He goes, do the spells actually work?
Yes, they do. If they're done right and properly by someone that knows what the hell they're doing. If it's just some kid, reading off the internet, that doesn't know any better, 9 times out of 10, it's probably not going to work. It's probably going to come back on him even harder.
A little backlash. Because the way I do it from my side of things, when I start doing the occult black magic side, you know, the Satanism side of things, they're not really increasing their power. What they end up actually doing is they get a demonic attachment, and that is what fulfills their spells. Goes out and does it.
Pretty much, yeah. You find an evil entity to do that kind of stuff. That's what usually does a spell.
And then Mr. G has asked a great question.
But to what cost?
Thank you. To the spellcaster. I'm going to play an example. I am an idiot. Mm-hmm. I just Googled Anton Levy, and I got, you know, ooh, Church of Satan looks cool. And don't make any smart comments over here about me playing the idiot, all right? But
it fits you.
Yeah, I see that. And, you know, I'm like, cool, and then I start hearing this black magic thing, so I'm Googling, I get these spells, and the first spell I'm going to cast is I'm going to cast a revenge spell on my teacher. I don't know.
Okay.
My boss.
Okay.
And I got the spell off the internet, and I did everything according to what did that said. And this, let's just say for instructional period, whatever, that I didn't do the spell right. To what cost is that going to cost me as a spellcaster?
It could actually cost you a good chunk of your spirit or life force. It could cost you... it can cost you a lot more than that. It can cost you your family safety, your safety. Especially if the revenge spell was to kill.
Could it actually come back and kill me?
No, but it would greatly maim you.
How so?
Let's say the spell was meant to kill your boss, and you did it wrong. So instead of killing you, it comes back and puts you in a car wreck and you're paralyzed for the rest of your life.
That would suck.
They're not here to put you out of your misery. They're here to torture you.
Oh, without doubt. What a lot of people don't understand, too, is that the demonic power you are calling on with the black magic and Satanism side of things, you just gave them the doorway in.
Yes.
And they will not appease you, but they will please you to a point. Now, if you do something wrong, you have no control over them.
No, you have no control. And they will give you what you want for a certain amount of time until they're able to get you to do what they want.
And then you've completely crossed over.
Yeah.
Then your black magic has turned, I guess you would say, more powerful, but it's not to your own will. Your involvement and Satanism has greatly increased to the point that it's an addiction.
Yep.
You need to fill it.
Well, take into account in Russia where those 7 kids were murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Yeah. Didn't I send you that link?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
7 kids murdered by 5 kids practicing Satanism. They stabbed them, drained them of their blood, and ate some of their organs.
That's deep. That's you are full-blown possessed to that point.
Yep.
Now, Mr. G also asked, you know, your lifespan. Would my lifespan be greatly decreased, or...
If you practice black magic long enough, your lifespan will be decreased greatly. If you practice it long enough, I highly doubt you're going to live past 80. I highly doubt you're going to live past 60. And matter of fact, I highly doubt you'll probably live past 50 because eventually...
You know, that's a very good point because a lot of times you see these people who are really heavily in black magic. Like I said, you know, they're 30 looking like they're 50. And they usually die very young.
Uh-huh.
And it's not always a very nice death.
No. Most of the time, their life force is drained out of them, and then whenever the entities that they've been using for their spells are tired of them, and get tired of them, and they're tired of using them, or the life energy is already gone out, and they can't use them anymore, then they'll find some dark and demented way to kill them.
Now, I'm going back to the example. I'm Joe Smicatelli yet again. This time, I'm more informed. I have found my mentor, which we haven't hit on at all.
Mm-hmm.
Black magic and Satanism, you usually have a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I have found my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing everything's right. I have my first spell book.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good. I waited a year to cast my first powerful spell. I have enticed the entity that I would called upon for little stuff. Pretty much what's actually happening right here is that, for a side note, taking the outside aspect, is that the entity is appeasing me to the point where I can actually use him to do what he really wants to do. But now I'm going to cast my first spell, and it is to... What's a real popular one? Greatly increase my wealth.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Or my standing, my power standing in the society.
Yeah.
I cast it. I'm very well informed. I did it right. What is the cost?
Do you have a rich family member?
No.
Do you know anybody that's rich?
Bill Gates.
That's a friend.
No.
That's just it. With that kind of spell, what it's going to do is going to go after the ones that are close to you. If they're rich,
mm-hmm.
like if you have a wealthy uncle,
mm-hmm. okay, that you're very close to. I have a very wealthy uncle.
Yeah. You're very close to your wealthy uncle?
In this example, we'll say yes.
Okay. He's dead. You just got his money.
And so I just inherited his money.
Uh-huh.
That sucks. He was my favorite uncle.
Yep. That's usually what happens. They go after the ones you care about the most. They're rich, and then they'll kill them off. Now, if that doesn't happen, and you don't have anybody like that, then you'll get your money. But let's say a year or two down the line, you'll lose it all.
So I win the lottery and just completely blow it out of addiction to blow money.
That, or you win a lottery and let's say you invest it all into stocks and bonds and you end up losing, the crash market crashes and you lose all your money.
Hmm.
Or let's say...
Now what physical toll will it take on me?
It will take a big physical toll on you.
That's a good one. The IRS could be calling me in on that one.
Yeah, probably. It can take a big physical toll on you because that takes a lot of energy to set something like that up.
Mm-hmm.
To get the events rolling in motion to get that done.
So pretty much everything I would be casting would give me a short-term benefit, but in the long term it would be nothing but destruction, pain, and misery.
Yeah, overall. And then you're constantly casting spells to reduce your pain and misery. You see the cycle?
Yeah, and you're getting more and more... You're becoming less and less, in this case, Steve, more and more whatever entity I'm using.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty deep.
Instead of you know, like white magic, where you use it, white people that use white magic usually last longer.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's good practitioners out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who have never cast a spell to increase anything from themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's always been for the others. That's where it's supposed to be. Now, with black magic, it's not meant to, especially Satanism, it's not meant to sit there and help you out all the time. because they're not here to let you be happy. They're here to torture you and torment you. So they're going to let you be happy, put you on a high pedestal, then kick it out from underneath you just as you're smiling. And then watch your face as you fall. That's what they're doing.
Hmm. You know, we're coming, you know, we got about 3 minutes left before the break, but after the break, I definitely want to dive into the Satanism part. Because we've been mostly bordering the black magic.
Hmm. Do we have another topic we're going
to
talk about?
Yeah, we can get to them, though. We can save them, back pocket them.
Well, I'd say we roll the Satanism one into that.
Okay. I don't know how that... Sure.
I'm good. Well, there's been an increase in that kind of stuff anyway, right?
Yeah.
It's like a couple years away, right?
Oh, you want to go to that topic? Yeah, why not? That works.
Okay.
But, you giggled a little bit. You read the question.
No.
anywho. So, I am being pulled. I'm casting spells to pretty much reduce my spell. I am just pretty much possessing, asking, throwing the big beacon saying, you know, use me, possess me.
Yeah.
And of course, it seems like the natural way for me to go would be towards Satanism, because that is the ultimate dark entity.
Yeah. The Book of Skin, huh?
You know it?
If you talk about the Necronomicon, then yeah, that's the book that's wrapped in skin. If you're bound in human flesh, it's even talked about in the Egyptian culture, even prior to the Egyptian culture.
Is that the Book of the Dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Bound in human flesh, written in blood. Supposedly, this book contains everything and anything about demons, ghosts, and exorcism, like, you know, possessions.
All right.
And things of that nature.
Again, this question was asked by Mr. G, but... is this? I'm asking for my own personal stuff. Is this the same book that is lost right now, and it was widely used in Egypt?
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
Now, theory is that it never got lost. Theory is that the cult members, the priests, the followers, actually took the book and put it in the hiding, right as the Catholic Church started to build its ranks and it's spread across the world with Catholicism. Because remember, in Egypt, you had, near Egypt, you had Jerusalem and the Jerusalem kingdom with the Catholics and the Crusaders, and the Crusaders always went on crusades for religious items and things of that nature, and this was definitely an anti-religious item that they would have destroyed.
Hmm. So it's kind of lost, well, quote-unquote lost, like the Ark is.
Yeah, it's lost to us, but known to those who know about the secret.
The same thing with the Ark.
Yeah, with the Ark, I mean, they even think the Ark's in somewhere in Africa right now.
Ethiopia.
Yeah, Ethiopia. And inside just the hut that's guarded 24/7.
You walk in there, the priest in there will kill you. Yeah. Yeah, it's not allowed in. But anyway, we are in a hard break. And our last break. So let's kick this thing off.
You're listening to Dark Plains Radio Network.
It's coming. Don't miss it. The Great Lakes Paranormal Conference, July 24th, 25th, and 26th, on Minnesota's historic Iron Range. You'll get to meet and investigate with some of the top paranormal investigators in the field today. The original legend tripper himself, Chad Lewis, and from the hit movies Children of the Grave and Spooked, Keith Age, and from the hit show Ghost Hunters and Ghost Hunters International, Brian Harnois, just to name a few of the great celebrities you will meet and investigate with. And you will also investigate one of the most active places in the world, the birthplace of the modern NHL, the old recreation building in Hockeytown, USA, Eveleth, Minnesota, home of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, plus speaker events at the historic Coates Plaza in Virginia, Minnesota, and meet the official voice of the convention from Spooks R Us, Scotty and Wayne. And don't miss the Great Lakes Paranormal Conference, July 24th, 25th, 26th. Tickets are extremely limited, so go to www.darkplainsradio.com to order your tickets today. Again, the address to go to is www.darkplainsradio.com to get your tickets today.
Welcome to Mountain View Candleworks, your premier online retailer
of specialty candles, fountains, soaps, oils, lotions, and much, much more. If you are interested in a special gift for someone, or just to pamper yourself, then please visit us at MountainViewCandleWorks.com. We make our candles with mountain care.
You're listening to the Dark Plains Radio Network on DarkPlainsRadio.com, providing you with a fun, new, exciting talk radio experience, bringing you the very best in talk radio. You'll hear news, sports, politics, the greatest programming in the paranormal, or anything of interest from around the world. Dark Plains Radio doesn't just stop at that. We provide our listeners with the complete internet experience. Dark Plains Radio is now mobile. You can hear all of our great shows on Nokia Internet Radio and Moodio. Check them out. We're on your cell phone. You'll be glad you did. Listen to Dark Plains Radio Network on DarkPlainsRadio.com and take us with you on Nokia Internet Radio or Moodio. Don't forget and keep listening to your favorite programming as Dark Plains Radio continues to grow.
Hello everybody, this is Mr. G from the World Paranormal Society and from Haunt the Hunters on DarkPlainsRadio.com. I would like to tell you about a website. It's called TreasureForAllUSA.com, where I got everything from knickknacks to complete DVR systems. A place where you can shop for everything and everything. And if we don't have it, I'll find it for you. That's again, TreasureForAllUSA.com. Everything from DVR systems, TV sets, knickknacks, and gifts for loved ones. Come check it out, TreasureForAllUSA.com. You won't be disappointed.
The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Dark Plains Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Call in now live. We're on the air on Dark Plains Radio, darkplainsradio.com.
Hi, and welcome back to Paranormal SWAT Radio. Here, a couple announcements real quick. Don't forget, right after our show, we have Haunt the Hunters coming on. Haunt the Hunters coming on with Mr. G as your host. It's a great show, Raj.
Yeah.
It's a great show. And another thing I'd like to announce is I've gone a whole day without smoking a single cigarette.
Congratulations.
It's really nice.
But your lip has been full of dip all day, though. So it's kind of like a bad trade-off.
Well, you know what? Save the lung, kill a gum.
You lose your teeth. You don't really have a good smile and breathe right.
Nobody loses their teeth.
I don't know. I've seen some guy with a half jaw.
I don't dip nearly that much.
Yeah, that guy was dipping like a can and a half a day.
Yeah, and I'm happy to go through maybe a half a can a day. If that. But like I said, we have Haunt the Hunters coming on right after our show, live. And then after that, we have Beyond the Edge. So, it's a great Sunday night lineup, if you ask me.
Yep.
But back onto subject. Satanism. See, we don't need sound effects. I'd do them on my own.
That's Twilight Zone.
Whatever, okay. Whatever, close enough. Ching, ching, ching. Anywho.
American Psycho.
Shut up. What do you know about Satanism?
Not as much as I should. Tell you the truth.
Well, I'll fill in the blanks. Tell me what you know.
I know it's bad. Very, very bad.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious. Your name's Forrest Gump for the rest of the show.
I'm focused mainly on the cult, but black magic, I mean,
they run hand in hand.
Yes and no.
Hmm.
Satanism deals with sacrifices for Lucifer or Satan or, you know, and then in that case, it's the reason why they do the sacrifices is to get what they want from the devil and to invoke him to come onto earth and all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. See?
No, that's all right. It's cool. That's why I deal with I study a lot of the demonic stuff and you study a lot of the occult stuff. Because they do start to blend in and then one switches off and on.
Yeah.
No, but what Satanism is, the reason that, you know, it's worship of Satan. A lot of people practice black magic in Satanism, but not all Satanists practice black magic. Make sense?
Yeah.
Pretty much what you're doing is saying you believe that there's a God, but you believe that Satan's going to win in the long run. So you're worshiping that.
Yeah.
You're worshiping the complete opposite of the light. Make sense?
Yeah.
And the blood sacrifices that you're talking of are appeasement. Instead, like with like the Old Testament, you blood sacrifice to God.
Mm-hmm.
In this way, you're blood sacrificing Satan.
Yeah, to show your loyalty.
Showing your loyalty. And they also have a thing called Black Mass.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's mass, but complete opposite of outcome. And usually people who do this, you know, it's just a bad psychological effect on the person and physical atonement on it. A lot of these people, they become demon-possessed. Obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where I think a lot of people start using black magic. Well, I have invoked the most powerful dark entity. Why not make a little sum out of it for myself?
Yeah, I get greedy.
That's a funny thing. You know, Hound Dog's right. You can't be an atheist and a Satanist at the same time.
True.
True, you have to accept that there is the other.
Yeah. If you're an atheist and you're saying you're a Satanist...
You're a confused individual.
You're a very confused individual.
That needs to
individual.
Do a lot of reading.
Or just needs to be given a Darwin Award.
Does not need to breed.
Yeah.
No. But instead of invoking, like I said, instead of doing your prayers, like if you do your own prayers before going to the investigation, you're calling on the power of Satan. And in our line of work, we pretty much proved, that just does not work that way?
What's that?
The demonic stuff that we've come across. If they're so powerful, then why have they been defeated?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to say so. I mean, like some of the demonic stuff that we dealt with, most of the time they either can't see us, or they don't know what to expect from us, or they don't deal with us that much, or we pretty much run them off and they stay away from us.
I can live with that. But you said you wanted to tie in this subject with another. What was that?
Well, the other subject you wanted to tie into was the theory about
2012.
December 12th, 2012.
What do you think is going to happen? Well, before we do that, what is your theory about it? Or the popular theory?
The popular theory about that is because the was it Aztecs?
Mm-hmm.
The Aztec calendar.
Mm.
And Mayan calendar.
Mayan calendar
ends December 12th of 2012. It's also been predictions by Nostradamus and a couple other well-renowned psychics about the destruction of, or Armageddon of man in 2012, on December 12th. That is also written in the Bible about a kind of like a reform of Earth and a rapture and things of that nature and people being taken up prior to the great Armageddon. Do I believe it will happen in 2012? I'm not sure. Do I believe it will happen someday? Yes, because it's written.
Now, with 2012, see, my personal feelings on it, it's like, it's not going to be like, shabam, boom, boom, done. I think it could be the beginning of the end.
I think it might be the beginning of the end.
Could very well. I could see that beginning of the end. And the reason we're tying this together and for this subject, I mean, we wanted to talk last hour about 2012, but I guess 19 minutes will work and we can carry on to another show. But the reason we're tying this in is because there's been a lot of influx and demonic happenings mm-hmm. and black magic. It seems like we're always getting, the past month, we've been getting calls about this stuff.
Yeah, it seems we have a growing trend happening. And, you know, usually that's what happens when the church gets weak. The church has gotten weaker over the past couple of years, especially with lawsuits and people not wanting to go to church due to the fact that, you know, priests are molesting little boys. Unfortunately, and it's putting the church in a bad light, along with some other stuff that's happening.
Well, you know, there's also the prediction out there that the second to last pope would be named after a dog. And right now we have Pope Benedictine, and Benedictine in German is what, Raj? Rottweiler.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So that's kind of a quinky dink.
Pope dog.
Pope Rottweiler.
Pope dog the first dog.
And Nick also mentions, you know, he says 2012, you know, there's his theory is that something about the solar system aligning and causing environmental catastrophes. Which is another interesting thing is because we haven't had a massive solar flare, solar spot, solar in a long time. And that's why, you know, we've been having a lot of wacky weather. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Like, as of right now, this has been one of the coolest summers we've had up in this area.
Thank you. Thank you. With our AC being out, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And thank God on that one. But, he also calls it Armageddon. You want to stretch a little bit about Armageddon, what that is?
No, you seem to know more about that than I would.
It's funny that the end times, it's called Armageddon. And when you, if you were to actually look on a map, and if you were to look on a map and you were to look onto Israel, you will find that there is an actual old fortress in Israel called Armageddon, and it's in the Valley of Armageddon.
Armageddon at Armageddon.
Yeah, it makes sense.
For Armageddon.
Now, the thing is, well, we've pre-warned about a battle that's going to take place in Armageddon Valley. It's the Middle East.
Yeah, but will it engulf the entire world?
Will it? Will the major battle be at Armageddon? And a bunch of minor ones kicking off around the world? And the reason we stress battles is, if this is beginning towards the end, there are going to be wars.
They're going to be massive wars.
I mean, you wars over resources, you know, wars because somebody doesn't like somebody.
There's also a prediction that the West will side with the the Antichrist in the East.
Yep. All major powers will align to the Antichrist and go down that road.
At first, and then eventually they, the West turns against them, and they're destroyed. And how it goes?
No.
Some cultures turn.
We're scratching a lot of theories here with 2012. But pretty much every major power, which we would say the West would be the best. We're aligned to the Eastern culture. I'm talking Eastern Europe. The rise of the power. This is up to 12 kings. And pretty much the world currency, government. Interesting fact, UN owns all pieces of land across the world. And the reason it's called the Antichrist,
mostly it's because he will be assassinated, and 3 days later he will rise again. But not so pretty as the first time.
Well, I know also, you know, it's also pretty scary you mentioned about the one world currency thing, because they're already talking about that one world currency.
Mm-hmm. And the chip.
And the chip to implant in the people.
I'm sorry. But, the interesting fact where we're tying this in is that, you know, some people that we have read about and have had, you know, or know or have had encounters with demons have actually said when confronting them, they'll mention that their time is coming to an end, and the demonic force will acknowledge that their time is coming to an end and is coming very soon.
Yeah.
And now we're getting massive fluctuations of black magic and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a huge flux. I think it's going to get worse the closer we get to 2012.
I think it's going to get worse the closer we get to Halloween just for this year.
Yeah, Halloween should be...
All Hallows' Eve is going to be torment on us, I have a feeling.
I got a feeling we're not passing out candy again this year.
Yeah, I'm sure we will work our way around that. We have to pass out candy. Our house is always the best. But yeah, that's the reason, you know, a lot of people are accepting that 2012 is it. Of course, you know, a lot of people accepted 2000 was it. Mm-hmm. Remember, was it Y2K?
Yeah. Y2K. Computers are crashing. Everybody's going to die.
I don't know about you, but when the year 2000 happened, I was sitting there by my computer going, oh, come on, come on, come on. I wanted to see everything go.
I was waiting for it, but it never happened.
Yep, never happened. But a lot of, you know, interesting predictions go along with 2000, you know, you hear about, you know, the meteor striking the Earth. And there's a biblical prediction where the meteor is called Wormwood. Funny thing is, there's an actual meteor in our solar system that scientists have called Wormwood.
Hmm. Didn't hear about that.
So I don't tell you everything. What are you aiming about?
You could tell me more than what you do.
You don't ask.
You don't offer.
Still not my fault. I ask about your occult stuff.
Whatever.
Whatever. Anywho, 2012. Do you think that everything that's been increasing in the paranormal activity that has increased just across the board, not just, you know, the negative sides of stuff, but just the paranormal activity across the board, could be preempting 2012?
It's a possibility. I mean, we have seen an influx in cases. Majority of teams these days, even the ones that form just for the hell of it, just to be fun,
mm-hmm.
are seeing influx in a case request and supernatural happenings. That's not accounting for the people that don't believe that kind of stuff, don't report it, don't ask for some kind of help. I mean, yeah, I think compared to last year, how busy were we?
Yeah, we could have gone calving every weekend last year. We had about a case a month, right?
Yeah.
Now we got 3 a month.
If not more. I mean, we're almost doing back-to-back investigations and running out of time to do
evidence review.
Evidence review.
Yeah. I mean, now we got a case, so it's looking like we're going to be having a case up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But so, I mean, there's definitely been an influx since last year for us, and I'm pretty sure the other groups can say the same. I mean, sure, you get your slow times and your dead times, but I think overall we have all experienced some kind of influx of case requests.
Well, let's do a little poll right now on the show. For all the teams that are listening, anybody that's part of a paranormal team that's listening in our chat, type the word in yes if they've gotten an increase in investigations in the past
year.
In the past year. Type in yes if you've had an increase. Type in no if you haven't. We're looking for the results. Please participate in this.
Yeah, be very, very grateful.
Mm-hmm. But what do you think 2012 is going to be like? December 12, 2012. What's going to happen in your mind? Is it going to be a massive change? I mean, what? Okay.
I think it's going to be the start of everything.
So, describe the start of everything.
I think we're going to have a massive environmental or natural disaster all across the world. Like, a natural disaster all across the world all at once. Earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, mudslides, wildfires. California falls off the map. Okay? Is that a bad thing? And that's what I'm talking about. And then also on top of that, we start seeing the rise of the one that's supposed to be the Antichrist, the one that's rising to the UN, the one that's supposed to be the one in charge.
Okay. Do you think we'll already be at the one world currency by then?
No.
Do you think that's when it'll be passed?
I think in 2012, that's when they'll start considering it more and more likely. I don't think it'll be passed until like 2013.
Okay. So you see that as just the beginning of chaos?
Yes.
That's neat. And from our online poll, it looks like, our radio poll, I don't know how you call it, I have 3 yeses to 1 no as of right now. So it is, I made a very good prediction, I guess a pretty good saying.
So 3 out of 4.
75% of the teams that have reported in so far are saying that they have increased paranormal cases. That's interesting.
And Rocksteady there said 2012 is nothing more than a cycle. You might be right.
It could be very well be true.
It could be just another cycle.
I could see that. Just like I could see else. That. Just I as mean, plain as everything else.
The Earth goes in the cycles every 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Every 20 years, the climate gets about the same, like the same climate we're having now we had 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. No. I could see that. I could see it just being a cycle, or as like a restart. It could be the end of the old, the restart of the new.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't really have to be the end of the world in 2012. Like we said before, we're just
stretching stuff out
and making theories. But I mean, you're very, very much possible that 2012 could be nothing, and the reason why the Mayan calendar stopped at 2012 was because they didn't want to go any further.
That could very well be. I can see that. You know, if I was making the thing, okay, I'm done. I ain't gonna be alive.
Maybe the calendar stopped at 2012 because that's the time that their culture disappeared. They never finished making a calendar.
Well, that very well could be true. You know, Hound Dog is saying, you know, increased cases and more things happening in cases, which we've explained too.
Yeah. I mean, we've experienced a lot of influxes in the cases.
Mm-hmm.
Especially lately, a lot of hostile cases.
Yeah, it's just the influx of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the paranormal weather report saying average, the average activity it seems to be what the old high used to be.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I have to agree.
Definitely with that one. I mean, of course, you can get your cases where you get nothing.
Yeah, of course, you get the cases where you have individuals that think they're seeing things and they've freaked themselves out so much that they're actually making themselves see things, and then you get in there, you're not seeing anything.
Yeah, I can see that easily.
So, I mean, like we said, I mean, our little theory on 2012 is just a theory. I mean, there could be countless things that could happen in 2012. Could have been countless reasons why the Mayan calendar stopped in 2012, or why people predict 2012 is the end of the world.
You know, again,
will the end of the world eventually happen? I'm pretty sure it will.
You know, everything comes to an end.
Everything kind of has to come to an end, and everything has to come to a restart. Will it be a violent, disruptive end? Most likely.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, probably I can see that. Another thing is, you know, nothing in the chat says, you know, it's 2012 is the general increase of paranormal activity is based on the amount of investigation and the amount of suggestive banter on TV. You know, increasing mind play. I would have to say yes and no to that one, for the mere fact that when we do our investigations, we have noticed an increased activity.
Yeah, I would definitely have to say so. I mean, yes, in the fact that TV and radio and things of that nature can actually increase somebody's mind playing tricks with them, but some of the investigations we have had a lot more of activity as far as in the way of touchings, objects moving, people being hurt.
And these are from places that we've been to many times before.
Yeah. And, I mean, these things are just getting more and more frequent.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm glad you actually brought that up.
Yeah.
Good job. You can pat yourself on the back for this one time. I don't think you deserve another pat on the back in the next 2-3 months, but that's just me.
Well, I see Rocksteady said another, the human mind is very powerful and mass consciousness is underestimated. Now, you are very correct, the human mind is very powerful and mass consciousness is underestimated. But think about how you have to have mass consciousness. Not everybody's going to watch the same show, and everybody's going to see the same broadcast or listen to the same radio comment. Majority, you know, like mass consciousness with Catholics and things of that nature, you know, that they usually believe that praying in mass will increase the ability to heal someone if they're praying for someone's health. And it might be, it is very much true. I mean, usually you see more action out of a mass prayer than you do anything else. But when it comes to paranormal activity, you know, the places that Steve and I have gone, I don't know if you've had any different experiences, but the places that Steve and I have gone, and even Nick, I mean, some of the stuff is just, there's no way it could be mass consciousness. Mass consciousness, I don't think, would really affect the activity that we're getting that much. to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Without a doubt, you know. I like how the fact that they're in the chat room, they're tossing a lot of good theories out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good theories. And, you know, Rocksteady there, thanks for some of the theories you're throwing out there.
Nick's got a good one going on. Yeah, and Kreese, Black Magic practicers and Ouija board people and stuff like that.
You guys are doing great. Thanks for throwing those in there.
Yeah, maybe you should call on the show sometime.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be happy to discuss some theories with you guys.
You know who we need to have on our show? Tara.
Yes, Tara.
We'll get her on the show.
I love discussing theories with her.
But hey, Roger.
I may not agree with every single one of them, but I do like to discuss them with her.
Hey, Roger, it's about that time, so how about you start taking us home?
Oh, okay. Well, guys, we appreciate you listening to our show. Maybe some other time you guys can call in, discuss things with us, and talk to us. That'd be really cool. Did you ever get that fixed, by the way?
What? Yeah, oh, yeah. Everything's fixed.
Okay. But anyway, so, yeah, feel free to call in one day. That'd be great. Thanks for listening to us. If, you know, you're going out on an investigation sometime this week, have fun, enjoy. We'll catch you guys on Thursday night's show. You know, hope you enjoyed all of our talks we had tonight, and maybe we'll bring something new to the table come Thursday.
Yep, again, we'll be on Thursday at 7:30 to 9:30. Can't miss it. We're hopefully going to be getting our first guest for Dark Plains Radio on that night.
Who we have?
No, I can't tell you right now.
No, we're going to keep it a surprise, huh?
Yeah, everyone keep it a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Be a surprise thing. If it's somebody famous, we let you know, obviously. But again, all of our guests are either famous in the paranormal community or upcoming stars or people that we know that we truly trust.
Yeah.
So again, make sure you guys stay on the show, though. You got Mr. G coming up with Haunt the Hunters, and then after that you have Beyond the Edge. Again, both are live shows and great shows.
And once again, we've managed to set the bar low enough for them to
knock it home.
Yeah,
knock it home.
Knock it home.
But thanks for listening to us, guys, and we'll talk to you later.
You're listening to Dark Plains Radio Network. This has been a production of the Dark Plains Radio Network.
Hello everybody, this is Mr. G from the World Paranormal Society and from Haunt the Hunters on DarkPlainsRadio.com. I would like to tell you about a website. It's called TreasureForAllUSA.com, where I got everything from knickknacks to complete DVR systems. A place where you can shop for everything and everything. And if we don't have it, I'll find it for you. That's again, TreasureForAllUSA.com. Everything from DVR systems, TV sets, knickknacks, and gifts for loved ones. Come check it out, TreasureForAllUSA.com. You won't be disappointed.